Right on the dot. 12:18, calling the meeting back to order. For the record, everybody who was here on the board prior to the break is still here. And we will proceed in order on the agenda. Case number five. 22-183. Good afternoon, everybody. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Chief James Cannon, Jr., Southfield Police Department, last name Cannon, C-A-N-N.
Thank you, Chief. Chief, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure, a brief one. The appellant submitted an application to then-Chief Brown in April of 2021, which was subsequently denied due to suitability concerns. Secondary meeting was held with Chief Brown, at which point the denial remained in place, again, based on suitability on the missing items from the arrest record in terms of the application to arrests that were not disclosed and convictions. And additionally, there were six other arrests from 2000 to 2014 that were nollied but involved assault charges and subsequently denied on that basis.
Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. My application for pistol permit was denied by Southfield. Prior to that, I had my record sealed in Massachusetts. That's where I'm originally from when I moved to Connecticut. I had it sealed in Massachusetts. And in filing my application for my pistol permit, I felt I answered correctly and honestly based on what I was told by the Massachusetts Probation Service in Boston, Mass. When I filed the documents, I had my record sealed, as well as information I read relating to sealing my record. So I felt like I was answering them honestly when I talked to the woman who sealed the record and she gave me the paperwork that it was sealed, that I could answer it as if there was no record. And I wasn't trying to lie to the chief. I was answering him as I was told to.
Right. Chief, you may proceed with your case.
So based upon the, I'm not sure which documents you have at the disposal.
We've got a lot.
Lengthy.
It's the biggest package of the day.
My apologies for that. Essentially, what we are focused primarily on is the application and the arrest record, particularly the one from Massachusetts.
Can you please refrain from using the appellant's name? Thank you.
So I'm not sure how to direct you to that particular document, other than to say
I think we all kind of have that open if I'm looking around. Kind of looks like this, Chief.
It's actually the court record itself.
Oh, that's the other guy. The one that says criminal history sealed? Has anybody gotten there yet on the board?
I mean, by virtue of it, it's identified in the same actual packet.
Oh, I see it. It's probably 3/4 of the way through.
So by virtue of reports we received back, based on the criminal history checks, there was a host of arrests that were disclosed within that system. As you can see, there are six arrests there, specifically dated for from October 14 all the way through to January of 07.
Excuse me, Chief. We're just, did everyone have it? Because I don't, I'm not sure which one we're looking at. Oh, there we go. It is way back, that's why. Okay, I'm sorry.
Located within there were six arrests. As you can see, dismissed the nolly, exhibiting behaviors of assault related matters that Chief Brown took into consideration on the basis of the behavior only, not the arrests. Then additionally, you'll see two matters disclosed in there, particularly one June of 2010, with an operating recklessly charge, which was adjudicated guilty, as well as an Abuse Prevention Act violation, which is also neither of which the two guilty charges were disclosed in the application. I would also indicate that per Suffield Police Department, there's a Suffield Police Report in there outlined case number 06442 OF, and that dealt with the appellant where there was a violation of the order. Thus, the revocation of a license to carry at that time in Massachusetts, and he was subsequently unable to get his license back since that subsequent to that event. So, our denial is based upon those documents and that record in conjunction with the application itself.
So, it's both based on the failure to disclose and the underlying conduct.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, do you have any questions for the chief?
Not at this point.
Does the board have any questions?
Chief, which ones were, took me a minute to find it, which ones were convictions from Mass?
On page two
yep.
of that document?
Yep.
Up at the top.
I got to pick the operating rec. Okay.
And then fourth from the bottom,
yep.
violation of the Abuse Prevention Act.
Do you know what that is? I just out of curiosity. Since you've been on the line, maybe you might have an idea.
I don't. I couldn't say definitively.
And just as a note, at the beginning of the document regarding sealed records, and it does say sealed records are available to criminal justice agencies as defined in Massachusetts statute for official criminal justice purposes. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you do have access to these records, even
yes.
though they are sealed for,
yes.
for this type of thing?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you know, and I don't know if you do, do you know Mass's law regarding dismissed cases, whether those have to be disclosed or are those like Connecticut's erased?
I do not know Massachusetts laws related to that.
I'm just curious.
I sit here.
Yeah, just curious. I'm just seeing if, you know, if on the application it sort of goes through that,
mm-hmm.
that it's the appellant's responsibility to know whether like those Mass cases need to be listed or not.
Correct. I'm aware of some of them. So there are some things that they refer to as a continued without a finding,
yep.
which is similar to our process as an AR type of thing.
Yep.
And those would likely qualify under that realm. But the two at hand that we have discussed did not.
Correct. All right. Thank you, sir.
Chief, do you know what sealed means?
I don't under the Massachusetts definition of it. I would think that would be for a prospective employers, if they had to do a background check, things of that nature, as it relates to law enforcement's activity. I would imagine there are some exemptions in there.
Well, the notice isn't very clear. Other questions by the board? Any other witnesses, Chief? Okay, so you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
As far as that Prevention Act, that was 23 years ago. I didn't think it was 30 yet. And the reckless driving, they did, the jury found me guilty on that. I was 20 miles over the speed limit. Anything that happened between 07 and 10 was a relationship I was in. The woman drank very heavily. Every time we get in an argument, the cops were calling, I would be taken. I would be the one taken. I mean, it's been, my record's been clean for 10 years now. I'm an avid hunter and would like to be able to hunt all seasons besides primitive firearms and bow hunting, as well as go with my wife, who has her pistol permit, to the range, sports shooting. I belong to the Suffield Sportsman's Club, where I'm an active member. We do turkey shoots and just numerous things. And I got my grandson's involved. I'm showing him safety and how to handle a weapon and shoot at the turkey shoots. Even my daughter's coming and they shoot the shot. I'd really like to reissue a permit.
Chief, do you have any questions for the appellant? Does the board have any questions, Colonel?
So you sort of skimmed over. I'll ask, what's the violation of the Abuse Prevention Act? What was that case revolving?
I was asked not to come on the property. It was my house with my wife at the time. We got in a fight. She wanted to go. My tools were in the garage. She contacted me on the phone. She was, go ahead in the garage and grab your tools. While I was doing that, I worked for myself for years. While I was doing that, somebody called in on me. My brother-in-law was in the house. He called in on me.
So sort of like, so you had an order to stay away from the home?
Right.
And you violated that order?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Chief?
Yeah, there are quite a few of them here. The most recent was 10/28/2014, assault and battery. What was that about?
That, I'm not sure that belongs to me. I was going to try to get it removed, but while I was getting my record sealed, the woman's like, why try getting it removed when it's going to be sealed regardless?
Well, as far as we're concerned, it belongs to you. That's what we,
yeah.
We don't have anything else to go on there. Then underneath that is June 14th, 2010, operating under the influence?
Yes, the jury found me not guilty.
Were you guilty?
No.
You were not drinking?
No.
At all?
No.
Tell me the circumstances of that DUI arrest.
Well, that's when I passed a cruiser. I was 20 miles over the speed limit. He was coming the opposite way. I go down and I come to town, so I take the next road and continue going. Then I realized how fast I was over the speed limit. I pulled into a tobacco farm and I just waited for the officer right there. The officer pulled up, he gave me the sobriety test. Then they asked me to blow into the machine and I refused. I ended up losing a license for 6 months.
And you were convicted for operating recklessly? That's
yes.
The same incident?
Yes.
And the reckless was the speed?
The speed.
Also on 6/14, it says assault and battery. 6/14/2010, assault and battery.
Yeah, that happened the same night where me and this woman got in a fight, and, you know, she was drunk when I got home. I'm trying to ask her to leave, and she wouldn't leave, and it just escalated, and cops came and took me.
Did you say earlier that you were both drinking at the time? Not, I don't mean this incident, but I mean in general, the cause of these issues.
No, she was a big drinker.
Okay. And you were not?
No.
All right, so you got the DUI, and then you went home, and then you were arrested for assault and battery?
Right, that's when the fight started, and over the DUI and the reckless driving. And
okay. Then 4/7/2010, assault and battery.
That's her. It's the same situation 4 or 5 times in a row. She would just keep calling on me.
But you were getting arrested each time.
Right.
So that's also 12/31/2009. I mean, I know we're going backwards sometimes.
The same.
January 15th, 2000.
The same.
What's the most serious assault? I mean, assault and battery means they.
She always had one or two of her kids with her. That's why they didn't take her. They said, when we come here, we're going to take one of you guys, and it was me.
Okay, but what did she allege you did? I mean, punched her, hit her, knocked her down?
Yelling and screaming. And
yelling and screaming is not an assault and battery.
She would call on it.
Well, she can call, but the police have to base their arrest on something.
I don't know if they pulled her aside. I really didn't hear the conversation that she had with
him. On 1/17/2007, destruction of property. That?
I do not remember that. 2007?
Mm-hmm. Well, on the same day, it is also charged with assault. This one doesn't say assault and battery, it just says assault.
It was too long ago, I cannot remember that.
Quite a few assault arrests. All right, I'm not going to go back any further. Thank you.
Other questions? Did you say that was your wife?
At the time.
It was, and you got divorced?
Yeah.
When was the divorce?
Maybe 2010. No, it was before that. It must have been 2007.
So the 2014 arrest was a different woman? Or person? There's an assault battery 2014?
Yes, I have no recollection of that.
Oh yeah, you said you didn't know what that was about. That's right, I'm sorry. Okay.
2010.
Oh, 2010. That was a different woman from your ex-wife?
Yes.
Okay. Was the 8, 9, and 10 arrests involving
that was
the same
woman.
Any other questions by the board?
I just maybe missed. Did you say there are two women now? Arrested for assaulting,
yes.
Two different women?
There was a divorce in 2007, he thinks.
Okay, and then 2010
and then,
on, those were a different woman?
Well, correct. 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
There's an assault and battery in 8, 9, and 2, and 10.
2007. Assault 2007. 2008.
Was that woman also did other woman also a drinker?
No.
No. So what
was
going
on? The first one 23 years ago you're talking? No.
Now we're looking at two different people claiming that you assaulted them. And you said one was because of drinking. You was, yeah.
Okay, about the Abuse Prevention Act, right after she got it, it was on a Saturday, okay, and I got caught there Saturday night getting my tools. Monday morning, I had to appear in court. Me and her both approached a bench, and we asked the judge, what to do, just to drop it. It was a big mistake. And he says, I'd have to plead guilty and take a chance of any jail time. So I pled guilty to have it all over that day. And that's, he found me guilty, so that's on my record.
All right, and just to clarify, you have, two women have accused you of assault.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have, I'm just trying to back up a little bit. Based on an incident in 06, if you can recall, did you have a fire, were your firearms confiscated? Do you recall that incident in 06?
In 2000, no, I don't have anything.
Nothing in 06? No, not from, based on the records, from your recollection. 2006, did you have any incidents in which you had either your firearms confiscated or your, did you have a mass permit, pistol permit?
Yes.
And was that revoked at some time?
It would, they wouldn't renew it for me. It wasn't,
okay.
It wasn't revoked.
And that was about when?
Fifteen years ago.
All right, so 06 it could have been?
It could have been around 06.
Okay. And you have this, do you have the full packet from Suffield?
I just came pretty sure we got most of it. That's the
one. Is there a Tannery, was Tannery Road an address?
Yes.
So, okay. So, was there ever, at more, like in 1997, any more serious charges?
No.
Okay. I still had to ask that. Chief, I'll ask the Chief. So on page, it looks like you supplied us with I'm not sure where it came from. It's a four-page document regarding the appellant's, it was the appellant's contact history, even shows the vehicles he had.
It's a little picture on it.
Picture on it that has his social state ID number. Sort of look, it's way toward the end of the packet. Yep, so go to, if you could go to page 3 of that. Do you have page 3?
Yes, sir.
Yep, and at the bottom of the charges listed, I don't know how to read this. Do you have it? Are you, I don't want to throw that out without.
So this looks, it's an in-house report printed from Southwick Police Department identifying contact they had with individuals. This one being the appellant.
Yep. So that last, you see the very, on the bottom of page 3?
I do.
Is that, are those charges against another person, or those charges against the appellant? I just don't want to.
There is a caveat on the bottom, that start caveat identifies that they may or may not be directly tied to it.
All right, that's why I didn't.
So I don't know the history with respect to that particular issue.
Okay, that's why I didn't go any farther with that. That's all I have. Chief, any incidents that you're aware of personally in your town? Okay. Did the previous chief report any in the, it's a pretty thick file. Were there any previous incidents from the reporting chief, the previous chief in your town?
I don't know that we had any.
Okay.
Other questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I'm his wife now.
Okay. You can say your name if you, well, we can let you say his name.
Yes, I've known Robert for about 5 years now, got married 2 years ago, and he's got a good job now. He works for the union, Carpenters Union. We bought a home together, and he's very knowledgeable with firearms. I mean, he knows everything because he's been around him his whole life. When he was younger, he went hunting with his father and so forth. I've never really seen any issues with him temper-wise. I know some of the other women who I do personally know them, so I don't have the same issues that they have, I guess is what I'm saying, without throwing stones at anybody. But I do believe he deserves a second chance in both of us together. I guess I maybe play a part in the whole having the record sealed because it was Massachusetts versus Connecticut. We were told you have to go to Massachusetts where all the convictions were. Those expungement, I don't know, do they do that in Connecticut, expungement? Yeah.
Like a pardon?
It's a pardon. Yeah.
Well, there's expungement and then there's sealing. Expungement, you almost go before a board just like yourself. He would have to go and then you have your record expunged. And then sealing, we file the paperwork and they go to Boston and they seal your records, depending on how long ago it was and so forth. He has a problem with talking in front of people, so he thought the expungement, the sealing would be easier for him. And talked to the woman there in the records department and she told us how to do it. And then when he got the application, we read that question and I'm like, well, back and forth. And they said, it's basically you have no record. So that's basically what we were told. So I told him how to, that's how he should answer the question. As far as his priors, I can't really speak for that. But as far as the issue of him checking off, lying about it, it was, he did that thinking that that was the way to answer the question.
Chief, do you have any questions for the witness?
Just the board.
Just as a point of clarification, I just Googled what does sealed records in Massachusetts mean. Sealing a Massachusetts criminal record or criminal case is for most practical purposes as effective as expunging a case. It will hide the fact that you were ever arrested from all potential employers, landlords, and educational institutions, but not from police or boards like us. You would have to do the expunging in order to have answered no to the question on our application, or on the town's application. Expunging a record completely wipes out any trace of the record so that even law enforcement and the courts do not know it ever existed.
Thank you, Doctor. That answers that. Any questions? Sina, do you have any other witnesses, sir?
No, I don't.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
No.
Okay. Chief, would you like to make a closing statement? No? Okay, brief factual.
This is a denial by the Suffield Police Department. The denial is based on suitability. The basis of the denial was the appellant's inaccurate application in which he failed to list any arrests or any convictions. At the least, the appellant has 3 guilty convictions. And also several, at least one other violation for fireworks that should have been listed on the application. The doctor, regarding the confusion, the doctor with a simple Google search figured it out what the difference between the sealing and the expungement meant. And the chief also brought up concern over a pattern regarding a domestic violence incidents. The last was about 10 years ago, so maybe a little longer than that.
Comments by the board? Okay, seeing none. Dr. Conrad.
There certainly was a misunderstanding regarding sealing and expungement, but it seemed to me it would have been fairly easy to get clarification on that. I didn't pay attention to the historical nature of the incidents and their being that having occurred a number of years ago. I feel that the appellant was forthright in his presentation, and I appreciated the testimony of his current spouse. So I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
I agree with Dr. Conrad, appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Issuing authority.
Chair votes appellant. 5-2. Appellant. Thank you.